Hello and welcome to Wikipedia Podden. This is a special episode in English from Wikimania 2019. During the conference, we're making special episodes, interviews with Wikimania attendees to see what they think about Wikimania, what's happening, and what might happen afterwards. Please tune in and listen to our special episodes. Here is Wikipedia Podden in the basement of the Nordic Museum after the Wikimania during the closing session. I'm here with Darius Jelniek. Did I get it right? You're in the board of Wikimedia Foundation. How has your Wikimania been so far?
Well, it's been wonderful. It's been extremely well organized, and I also appreciate the fact that the program was run almost entirely by volunteers, and it was not like the program committee that was running it. It was dispersed, so it was not just participative in a very Wikipedian way, but also many other things were impressive. The fact that volunteers did so much help, and I can't possibly recall in recent history how any other event that we've had in the movement was so well supported by volunteers.
Yeah, one of the new things this year that we have been talking about the pod is the spaces, and with the space leaders distributing and making the program. Did you see any difference of the quality in the program thanks to that, or something like that?
I think it is very difficult to answer. Obviously, there were so many sessions happening all at once that it's very difficult to hop around and shop around and compare. I think it is difficult to say whether there has been a very significant effect on the quality, but I'm definitely certain that even if there wasn't, because it's impossible to measure anyway, even if it wasn't, I think it is very clear that it's in line with our philosophy.
Yeah, that's true. And this year, the theme was Stronger Together, Wikipedia, Free Knowledge, and the Sustainable Goals. How did you feel that that was reflected in the things that you participated in?
Well, I think that, first of all, this message Stronger Together means a couple of different things, which some of them were reflected in the final closing remarks by Katrin Maher. One of those things is that we have to take a strong stand against harassment. And I think it has been very clear throughout the conference and through the reactions of the audience that we are ready to treat harassment seriously. And this is standing together when somebody gets hurt, even if it's by civil remarks, and I'm quote-unquote civil. Some people can be very clever and play around the rules and appear to be civil and yet be harassing others, and it's basically not okay. I think we as a movement are maybe finally ready to tackle it.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful reaction in the room when she mentioned that. It was standing ovations. So now we got a clear message from the ED. How would you like that to turn into from, all right, this is the policy, what are we going to do more in practical terms about it?
I think it is a very good question. It's the devil goes sits in the details, and I think we have to be very careful not to have a situation in which the policeman is also the court and the prosecutor. So whoever is doing the policing, and be it the community, be it functionaries, be it the foundation, whoever is taking part in policing should also be held accountable by some other body. It is quite imperative that we find a way to do it. If we do it the way we've been doing it so far, the oversight is done by the community because everything is transparent. But in the cases where harassment happens, it's not possible to present every single possible piece of evidence. So I'm very hopeful that we will be able to find good ways to find, I don't know, people of trust, engage stewards, engage maybe the board or some other bodies that will be able to assure the community at large that everything is going according to the proper process and yet without revealing the details. And this will be a big step for us, I have to say, because I think so far, everybody's really used to be able to see all the evidence and make a, a judgment for themselves.
That's also how I feel it, and you make very good points. These are the bigger questions. I want to ask you a little bit more personal. Like, what do you take away from this Wikimedia? Is something that you're going to do? Did you get any personal connection, something you're going to follow up after this?
Well, I have to say I'm horribly biased because, you know, my profession is being a researcher. I do research, so I really enjoyed a number of excellent research track presentations. There was a really good presentation about Wikicron, and Nathan Matthias made a really great presentation about his action research project in trying to combat harassment. So definitely these. Apart from that, I was really enjoying strategy conversations, and I was amazed by the amount of effort the whole group of people put into preparing the recommendations. But not only by that, but also by the fact that during every single strategy session that I saw, the turnout was amazing. People were actually attending those sessions, discussing, making good comments. And I have to say, I mean, obviously, those strategic recommendations are not complete. This is a draft. And there are also holes, and there will be holes even if in the final document. But even so, I still think it is an amazing effort. Many people don't realize this is the first time in humankind history that a strategy for organization has been done this way. And it's amazing.
Yeah, we talked about that actually in our last pod, because that was when the recommendations were out. How do you feel about the process going forward now? What are your hopes and dreams?
Well, so far my frustration with the process was speed. Obviously, it has taken us a long while. But as I said, nobody ever in humankind history has done this before. So it's natural. Mistakes happen, delays happen. There is natural accrual. People burn out. What I'm really happy about is the fact that a number of groups, I wouldn't say that all groups, but I think the vast majority of groups prepared thoughtful ideas that will be definitely changing our movement significantly. In some cases, I regret that the change suggestions do not go far enough. Sometimes it's just incremental change. And maybe we need shaking up every now and then. Let me give you one revolutionary idea. I'm on the board now. Do we have to keep the board as it is now forever and forever just because it was set up 10 years ago when we were a definitely smaller movement? Maybe we need to change the composition. Maybe we need to change how people get elected. Maybe we don't need the board at all. Or maybe we need to have some other forms of oversight. All those things should be addressed as well in our governance and roles conversations. And I'm really happy the general tone of all discussions is such that we are Wikipedians, we are bold.
Your answers and some of your previous answers almost always answers my last questions that I ask to everybody, but I'm going to ask you again. What are your hopes that the other participants, the Wikimedians that go home from Wikimania now, that they do, what they take on, or like, what are your hopes?
Well, obviously, I hope that other Wikimedians share my hopes and dreams. But I think also that one thing that worries me is that we, and I say we, including myself, to a large extent, we're forgetting about the world around us. There is huge technological change. There's a virtual reality. There's AR. There's even collaborative video editing happening right now, done by commercial corporations. So my question is, how can we make ourselves looking outwards rather than inwards? And I hope that this particular meeting that we've had here will inspire people to think about the world outside.
All right. Thank you for the time and the interview here with me, Darius. I hope you will enjoy the last party. And once again, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This was a special episode of Wikipedia Podden. My name is Jan Einarli, and I will soon be back here again.